The first saints that we celebrate to mark the beginning of the new year are remarkable men of the fourth century. Saints Basil and Gregory were the closest of friends from a young age. They were both born around the year 330, and they were both bishops of the church. Not only were they bishops and friends, but they were also allies against the most pernicious heresy of the fourth century, a heresy that spanned more than 100 years, the heresy known as Arianism. The Oxford Dictionary of the Christian Church defines Arianism this way. It denies the full divinity of Jesus Christ and is named after the first person to bring it forward, Arius. Arius said that the Son of God was not eternal, but he was a created being, created by the Father before the ages, and was himself therefore the instrument of creation. But by nature, Arius said, Jesus Christ was not and is not God. He's a creature susceptible to change, even though he is different from every other creature, because he is the only being directly created by God. Saints Basil and Gregory would have known the passage that we had from 1 John today. For interestingly, Athanasius, also a great defender of the faith in the fourth century and their mentor, is the first church father to list the 27 books that make up the New Testament. And so for Gregory, for Basil, 1 John would have had a particular authority. Now, in light of the definition I just gave you of Arianism, listen again to the Apostle John. Who is the liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Everyone who confesses the Son has the Father. Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you will abide in the Son and the Father. And this is what he has promised, eternal life. Now remember, I said that Basil and Gregory lived in the fourth century. But even by the time of St. John, there was the rise of what is known as Gnosticism, these secret teachings that only the initiated knew, that you had to be on the inside in order to attain this special knowledge. That's why St. John, later on in today's epistle, says you don't need anyone to teach you. It doesn't mean that you don't need teachers, but don't listen to this twisted teaching. Don't listen to this teaching that in some way is going to deny the interrelationship that exists between the Father and the Son, both of whom are God. And so be it John in the first century or Basil and Gregory in the fourth, there has always been the need to contest and to oppose those forms of teaching that are contrary to the Orthodox faith. For as John says in this epistle, to deny the full divinity of the Son is to deny the Father. And if we cannot abide in the wonderful truth of the incarnation, you know what the consequence of that is? We have no confidence of eternal life. Without Christmas, without Jesus being fully God and fully man, the whole of our theology collapses. Now let me apply this eucharistically. There are many who would claim that, well, in the sacrament, that this is just the host. It's just bread. It's not fully God. That's not what we teach. The Catholic Church, in extending the teaching of Basil and Gregory as to the nature of who Jesus is in his person, continues to declare the exact same thing sacramentally. That although it continues to have the form of bread and the form of wine, just as Jesus in his body had a human body, the Eucharistic host, the precious blood, is truly Jesus Christ. We are thankful that because of men like Basil and Gregory, the Church is unambiguous in its Eucharistic theology. The Church is unambiguous in its understanding of the nature of who Jesus Christ truly is. We always need bishops as the successors of the apostles who will champion what has been heard from the beginning, that the Word indeed has been made flesh. May you and I confidently and humbly receive Jesus as we abide in him through our daily participation in the Eucharist and so experience the gift of eternal life.